This is Bishop King Solomon Burke speaking to you, and I am just blessed today to know that you out there in Radio Land are being blessed right now. There's a miracle waiting with your name on it, and all you have to do is come and claim it. I thank God for my godson, Reverend Gregory, who's in the miracle blessing business. God is really using this young man. People are being healed and delivered and touched. Bodies are being conditioned and turned around. Minds are being changed. Homes are being blessed. People are coming back to the new way of Christianity and knowing that God is their deliverer and savior. You too that are mixed up and confused and jinxed and voodoo and all messed up with bad luck, God can work that miracle for you. Would you trust in yourself and let God come into your life right now and do something special for you? Yes, some of you that are sitting there right now or riding in your car right now need a blessing right now. You need something special for this holiday. You need something for your home. You need a job. You need your body healed and touched. I want you to know that you too can be blessed. Would you look up and live? Would you just turn your mind around? Would you turn your heart around and turn your life around? Would you just ask God to remove those drugs and demonistic things from your home and your family and your loved ones in your life? You too can be richly blessed. God bless you. We're going to be praying with you. And Reverend Gregory, I'm here, and I want you to know that I'm standing by to pray with you and help you in any way that I possibly can. For God is in the miracle blessing business. For there is no failure in God.
And while she was pushing her way through,
God bless you in Radio Land. God bless to all my father's children once again. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Some right now have court cases that are pending and seem unwinnable. Some, at the sound of my voice, have situations. 212-244-4444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. I have one testimony we're going to play for you in just a minute of a man that had a problem within his body and cleared up a whole lot of situations at the same time. You might have a skin problem. You might have asthma and trying to worry about how you're going to breathe right later on. Telephone number, my friends, write it down. 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package for this reason right here. Whether it's a court case, whether your enemies are overbearing, I want you to write down the number, my friends. That's 404-212-2444. You know, my friends, we can talk about the Bible, the book of Genesis, the Revelation, but today I'm talking to you that are in need. Yes, you with your backs against the wall, you that are troubled about the situation that you're facing, whether it's financial, whether there's no peace in your home, whether you right now are looking at losing everything that you've acquired throughout life, my friends, write that telephone number down. Again, that's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just leave a message or call me right back. I'm in the prayer office all throughout the day. Oh, my God. Those of you that are writing, friends, that mailing address, I pray that you have your pencils and your paper ready. It's Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Again, that's Reverend Gregory, that's G-R-E-G-O-R-O-Y. P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia. Zip code, my friends, is 30321. And I know that you'll be glad that you did.
Right. Now, how long has it been that you've been having those headaches?
I've had those headaches for about 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And, could nothing, they would always be there. When I got on medication, they start easing up then.
Uh-huh.
But the medication wouldn't get rid of them completely.
Right.
Now I've been without the medication 3 days. This is the fourth day right here.
Uh-huh. So it's gotten rid of it completely. You don't have any drawbacks on it? Or?
Well, I still can feel a little, just a little bit.
Uh-huh. But you're off the medication.
Right, I'm off the medication.
And what were you saying before? You was telling me that when I first gave it to you, it...
made me sweat.
Uh-huh. And it made you worry, huh?
Right. It just got me. I don't know. I didn't know what was wrong.
It was drawing all that out of your body.
Yeah.
And then later on, you went straight to the doctor, too.
Right. I went straight to the doctor.
Just to find out why you were sweating.
Right. What was wrong with it?
Uh-huh.
Because I had a pain on the left side of my chest.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what was causing it.
Right. And then the doctor, he told you that nothing was wrong.
He couldn't find nothing.
And so now you're off the medication and all you're doing is drinking your tea.
Right, drinking the tea.
I know that will work for you. Tell me something.
Okay.
Because I'm recording this right here.
Oh.
Yes, my friends. Telephone number, friends. 404-212-2444. Whether you've tried before to clear that situation up, whether every time you tried, did nothing happen, whether every time you thought it was going on and it seemed to go backwards, I'm asking you to try me through the power of God today with the Spirit of Christ in your heart, my friends. Write that telephone number down. No matter what that problem is, friends. Some say, well, Rev, that court case is worrying me. Some say, well, Reverend Gregory, it is no peace in that home. Some right now are wondering how those in the Bible have worked it out, but you know that book of Genesis to Revelations is real, even when it came to witchcraft. Write that telephone number down, 404-212-2444. Some right now are saying, well, Rev, in my home, my wife has gone and my husband is gone and everyone is having fun laughing. I want you to keep your business to yourself. Everybody's business, nobody's business. But I'll show you, friends, you too can come through. Telephone number, friends, once again, write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own telephone number. 404-212-2444. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. Again, this is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta. If I cannot help you through the power of God, my friends, I sure enough to God will not harm you. Maybe you'd like to learn how to dress around your own home without having someone dance around that house. Nobody's business around what you have in your backyard. Some say, well, Rev, right now it seems that all my family is going through a generation curse. My friends, when you write, put all that in that letter. Let me give you that mailing address once again. That's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it 30321. Again, that's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it, my friends, 30321. For I know, my friends, you can work it through. You can turn it around. You can enjoy your life. Say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I'm asking you right now, until thee I cry, O Lord, my rock. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. Yes, you, my friends, that have been trying and trying throughout the years to clear that up. Whether you have a problem with your nature, whether you have a problem growing hair, whether it's natural or unnatural, my friends, oh, my God, as one minister used to say, we can fix it or unfix it. Again, friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Now, for further information, my friends, I'm here in the prayer office all throughout the day. Again, that's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, just dial me right back. Our time is drawing down. Those of you that are bringing up children, my friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. After it's all gone, it's something else to go backwards. Again, my friends, that's 404-212-2444. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do.
Thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in. on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you on this morning, oh God. We invite your presence on the line on this morning, oh God. We ask that you will continue to have thine own way. As we continue to decrease, God, we ask that you will increase within us. God, I thank you for life, health, and strength. I thank you, God, that you are never short of your word, oh God. Father God, I thank you for being the God that who you are. You are a just God. You are a faithful God. You are an all-knowing God and so much more. Father God, continue to have thine own way. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Acts, the 20th chapter, 23rd and the 24th verse. Acts 20th. 23 and 24. And it reads, save that the Holy Ghost witness in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is real victory. Real victory. So to understand these verses, you have to picture the scene. Paul is on his way to Jerusalem. He stops at Miletus and calls for the elders of the church in Ephesus, a community he spent roughly 3 years pouring his life into. And he knows this is a permanent goodbye. He will never see their faces again. So in verses 22 and 23, Paul explains that he is heading to Jerusalem, bound in the spirit. He doesn't know every detail of what lies ahead, but the Holy Spirit has made one thing clear through prophetic warnings in city after city. He said imprisonment and suffering was waiting for him. So to break down the passages in verse 23, there was definitely a hardship awaiting for him. He said, except that the Holy Spirit solemnly testifies to me in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions await me. You see, a forewarned path, Yiddishah. God did not promise Paul a smooth road, comfortable retirement, or an easy success. But the Spirit specifically promised bonds, chains, imprisonment, and afflictions, tribulation, and obedience over comfort. You see, most people view warning signs as a reason to turn back or change direction. But for Paul, the Spirit's warning wasn't a red light to stop. No, it wasn't. But a heads up to prepare mentally and spiritually. He walked straight into hardship because he valued God's mandate over self-preservation. You see, that's what God will give us instructions, and he always tells us what lies ahead, and he will equip us to face what lies ahead. But we have to be open to receive it. Most of us will just back away because we don't want to experience hardship. But just knowing that God is with us when we walk into it, and he promised he will never leave us nor forsake us. But in verse 24, this is the ultimate value system. But I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself. You see, right there, people of God, there was a shift in ownership. You see, this is one of the most radical declarations in the New Testament. Paul isn't expressing a suicidal desire or the hatred for life. Rather, he is declaring that his physical life is secondary. Come on here, somebody. It is no longer his property to preserve at all costs. He declared that his physical life is secondary to what God wants him to do, what he was fit to encounter. And it's another thing, this was a secret weapon, because when a person stops holding their own life as their highest treasure, fear loses its grip. You can't threaten a man with prison or death when he has already surrendered his life to Christ. You cannot threaten him or her with nothing, with no foolishness or nothing, when they know for God I live and for God I die. You can't touch me no way. You cannot do me no harm, because I got a secret weapon. I got Christ on my side. Come on, hear somebody. So it goes on to say, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus. You see, running the race, Paul frequently uses athletic imaginary, like running a track meet. He said, to describe the Christian walk. His main goal wasn't just to start well, but it is to finish. People of God, it doesn't matter how you start, as long as you finish it. Come on here. At the beginning, it may get rocky, but if you keep on going, every crooked place will be made straight. And all the rocks will be moved out the way so that you can come along smoothly. And also, you got to look at it as like this. This is a divine assignment. Because we're talking about real victory here now. We're not talking about no fake victory where some people say, I got victory one day and then the next day they back bound again. No, no, no. We're talking about real victory. And the next thing is a divine assignment. You see, his life wasn't about building a personal brand. Come on here. Or pursuing aimless goals. It was about completing a specific service or ministry assigned directly by Jesus. You see, he was determined to finish a divine assignment. That's where we got to get. No matter what come up against us, if God gave us an assignment to complete, yes, the enemy then heard the instructions. He see what you getting ready to do. And he's going to send every fiery dart. He's going to send every witch, every warlock, every sorcerer, every curse word, every negative thing. He's going to send distraction to hinder you from doing the assignment God has commissioned you to do. And he says to testify soundly of the gospel of the grace of our God. So the core mission is, what is the course? What is the ministry? Paul defines it right here. He said, to bear witness to the gospel of grace. The good news isn't a message of self-reliance. It's the unearned, extravagant favor of God through Jesus Christ. So the takeaways or the practical application of these two verses is, purpose outweighs pain. Purpose outweighs your pain. Because if your primary goal in life is safety, comfort, or convenience, any obstacle will derail you. You see, Paul was immovable because his purpose was greater than his personal comfort. And so you have to have faithfulness over longevity. Our culture is making life as long and comfortable as possible. But in verse 24, it challenges us to prioritize faithfulness over length. A short life fully surrendered to God's purpose accomplishes far more than a long life spent on selfish ambition. And to sum it up, this is not about you. This is not about you. This is about the assignment that God has instructing you to complete it. You will start it, but when you come to distractions or when you hit a brick wall, you want to stop it. Faithfulness over longevity. And here's another takeaway. Is grace is worth everything. You see, Paul was willing to face chains. He was willing to face beatings and eventual execution because he knew the message he carried. The gospel of God's grace was the most valuable thing on earth to him. And that's the way it should be to us. I love the word of God. I love dissecting the word of God. I love breaking it down. I love to apply it to my situation and watching my situation change. I love the spiritual growth that I see that I have within me just from learning the word of God. So the Apostle Paul was very aware of the troubles and the imprisonments that were in front of him. But he also knew that real victory is not when God does everything you like. Real victory is not when God changes all of your negative circumstances and fixes all the people who get on your nerves or just come up against you. No, real victory is when all that happens, but it doesn't bother you anymore. You can talk about me. You can have my name up and down the highway. You can come up against me. It doesn't bother me anymore. Spiritual maturity. Come on here, somebody. When you reach real victory, you have spiritual maturity. You've grown to the point where you don't have to have all that other stuff to be happy. I'm just happy with Jesus. You're content while God is working right where you are, knowing that he's giving you grace. Not just for the good times, but grace for the tribulations. When there's pressure, when people betray your trust, when doors won't open, your attitude is, I'm going to keep running my race with joy despite what's coming against me. Yes, there's a lot of pressure. I feel it, but I'm still going to give God praise. Mm-hmm. Yes, I may bend a little, but I'm not going to break because I'm still going to give God praise. My praise determines my outcome of this whole situation. I'm on a road that I didn't choose, but God is ordering my steps. Some of you are on a road that you didn't choose. But you got to allow God to order your steps so you won't get derailed. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. So you won't fall and stumble. I would not let what I want to get in the way of where God is taking me. And that's the attitude you have to have. Don't let nothing or nobody get in the way of where God is taking you. Let us pray. Father, thank you that we don't have to be moved by the tests and troubles we face because we know that you are still on the throne. Father God, our faith and trust are in you and your mighty power at work in our lives right here and now. Father God, help us to walk in real victory and to finish our race with joy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, I thank you for studying the word of God with me on this morning. If you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. Keep studying the word of God. The more you study the word of God, the more you will grow.